Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Megan DeSir. Megan is a consumer advocate for midwifery care, and we're going to be talking to her about National Midwifery Week. Well, thanks for joining us today, Megan.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
And it's National Midwifery Week, and though you're not a midwife yourself, you do play quite a role in the midwifery community. Can you kind of explain what you do?
I'm a consumer advocate for midwifery care. I represent many of the grassroots organization Friends of Iowa Midwives, which are moms and dads throughout Iowa that are pushing for more midwifery care and more access to midwives.
Okay. And can you just kind of explain maybe to people, I mean, midwives have been around for a long time, but you know, some people still don't quite understand what a midwife does. Can you just explain?
Absolutely. There are a couple different kinds of midwives. There are direct entry midwives who don't seek training. Those are more of the granny midwives you'd find in the Amish communities that are the midwives out of necessity. We also have certified nurse midwives that are trained as nurses as well as extra midwifery care. They can practice in the hospital setting, in a birth center setting, or in the home setting in Iowa. And we also have certified professional midwives who are not legal in Iowa at this time, but do practice throughout the state, and they practice in home birth midwifery care. The midwifery model of care is different than the obstetrical model of care, as in it's very hands-off. Midwives believe that birth is a natural process that doesn't need interrupting. They don't do interventions as far as Pitocin and epidurals and cesareans. The midwifery model of care also gives more individualized attention and one-on-one care so that when you see your midwife, you may spend an hour during your visit talking with your midwife as opposed to an obstetrical visit with an OB that you get 4 to 10 minutes to talk to that OB. So there's a personal relationship that's developed between a midwife and the client, and it tends to have better outcomes with the midwives once they understand what the woman's looking for and what they're asking for.
And how does that, during the pregnancy, how does that communication differ? It's more personal, but more, do they recommend any different nutritional supplements or anything of that nature?
Midwives actually do nutritional counseling. They give a lot more nutritional information than most OBs do. They give really individualized care as far as prenatal needs, the counseling that the woman may need, and just developing that relationship with a woman. In a hospital setting, the OBs don't talk much about nutritional care, and midwives have found that with proper nutrition, proper prenatal care, they have better outcomes for both mom and baby.
What advantages does a midwife have over an OB overall in terms of through the pregnancy, during birth, and afterwards too?
The advantages of midwifery care is you know who you're going to get when you go in to deliver. You don't have to go through 8 or 10 or 12 different OBs. In the larger cities and larger clinics, you have to see every OB, so you may or may not know the person that comes in to deliver your baby. Whereas with midwifery care, you know who's going to catch that baby. You know who's going to be there for your delivery. Sometimes in a hospital, in a typical birth scenario, you may see 6 or 7 changes of staff, including the nurses and the doctors, and each one of those changes of staff have different recommendations and different set of requirements. Whereas with the midwife, you can see one midwife and her assistant. They have the same recommendations for the entire birth. That midwife stays with you during the entire birth and labor sits. Therefore, they're easier. They catch things that are not normal. They're trained in low-risk birth, and they sit with you so they're able to see things that are going outside of the scope of normal.
If people are interested in midwifery here in Marion County, what resources are available to them?
Well, unfortunately, Aaron, we don't have any midwives at the Knoxville Hospital or at the Pella Hospital. Currently, there is a grassroots organization, Friends of Iowa Midwives, that's pushing for more midwives across the state. Right now, they're asking for certified professional midwives to be legal and recognized. In our state, it's okay for my neighbor to come and catch my baby at home without any training or skills, but it's not okay for me to hire a certified professional midwife to come and catch my baby. It's a felony offense for that midwife for practicing medicine without a license. So currently, there's a group and organization that's pushing for more access to midwifery care. If that were to happen, Aaron, then we would see more access to midwives here in Marion County. But currently, you'd have to go to Des Moines to find one of those midwives, either at the hospital setting or in a home-based setting.
Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about midwifery?
It's National Midwifery Week this week. We do see that about 500 babies in Iowa are born at home to midwives every year. We also have hospital-based midwifery care. We don't know how many of those babies are born to those nurse midwives in the hospital setting, but we do know from the nurse midwives working at home, we have about 500 babies born at home to midwives currently.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Megan.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Thanks to Megan Desir, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.